Hey everyone, the following is a free 10-minute preview of the popular Inside the 18 Goalkeeper podcast. Want to continue watching or listening? Then join a 30-day free trial of the Union GK app, the new exclusive home of the podcast. For more info, go to www.theuniongk.com or download the Union GK community on Apple or Google Play stores. Thanks for all your support, and we'll see you on the Union. Inside the 18, I'm Michael Magid, live from Hollywood, California. With me, getting ready to get on a jet plane and get ready for all the wonderful action in the NWSL this weekend, the one and only 99 World Cup winner, Saskia Weber. And joining us to talk a little goalkeeping, talk a little MLS, talk a little NWSL, the one and only, you know him as Everybody Soccer or Let's All Soccer, depending on which social media platform you're on. Bill Reno, everybody. Bill Reno making his 19th appearance on the podcast.
I think I'm in the high powers club now.
I've got to that tier. I'm happy to be here.
We should give something. We should
We should send him a hat, send him a sweatshirt or something like that. We definitely
I totally agree.
Need to know.
I'll take it.
It's 5-timers club and then like 10 and then like 15, you know, we'll just keep going.
Yeah. At some point it's money. You start sending me money, I'll take it.
There we go. So, Bill, before we get into today's topic, and I think it's going to be a really fun one, and obviously it's based a lot on, you've been doing a lot of YouTube videos in regards to, like, you know, what you're seeing in different trends with goalkeeping and different rankings of goalkeepers and everything, obviously, on your blogs. Tell us, what's been going on with you lately?
Yeah, so I was just watching the run-in here with Mitch. I don't know if that was the most recent episode y'all did, but it kind of dawned on me a bit that we've entered this era of goalkeeping that there's all this data and stats driving into it that, for me, it's really similar to when computers started beating humans at chess, where, like, now there were, like, right and wrong answers. And so we've kind of entered this era of, like, this is what you're supposed to do, and this is the most effective thing. So been kind of fun diving into that and putting some videos out and just on my own, just kind of watching and seeing where the game is. Cause for so long, it was just kind of like, go figure it out, go through brute force, through will. You don't really hear the phrase pressure training anymore. I think we're in a new era. So it's been fun to dive into all that.
I would absolutely still have pressure training sessions. That's mentality.
Yeah,
100%.
That's fair.
You need those check-ins every once in a while. You need to go old school.
Well, no, I think the game's in this interesting spot where, like, if you swing too much into the data, then, like, you have this paralysis by analysis, and you can't, you get stuck. And so there needs to be this balance. But it has been interesting of seeing these, like, ebbs and flows in the game, and especially from the coaching side as well.
I liked what he said in regards to, this is for the coaches, and this isn't something that we overload the players with. It's for the coaches to kind of understand what we need to focus on in training, the why and everything, instead of, you know, overwhelming somebody with so much data, so much analysis, that it's really for the coaches.
Yeah.
You know, and I love what you just said right there, Saskia, because that's so, so massive. I mean, I just think about in regards to, like, when I speak to a lot of people in regards to who watch the show, whether they're young players or parents or anything like that, I always like to give the context, like, we have episodes that are very coach centric. We have episodes that are more player centric in regards to mindset, in regards to them breaking down their own actions and different principles that they can use on and off the field. You need to be able to understand the difference. And you can learn from each episode, regardless of whether you're a player, a parent, or a coach, but you got to understand the context of the why this information is being given.
Right.
Because you are correct. Sometimes I will go back and watch an episode and I'll be like, this would be very overwhelming for a youth player to show this to them. And then I realize, oh, they'll never see this. This is for your own information to set up your own sessions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bill, I know that Saskia's got a little bit of a time constraint here, so we're probably gonna hop right into it. But before I do that, just want to mention a few things for everybody out there. First off, guys, if you are watching this right now on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all those different places, you're watching a 10-minute preview of Inside the 18. If you want to keep watching the show, you got to go to the Union GK app, Union GK community on Apple or Google Play stores, or go to the UnionGK.com for more information. You'll find out how to join. You can watch the show for free on the platform. You don't need to pay for a subscription. There is a free trial. You can just do that and you can keep watching the show. Again, a lot of great stuff going on there. Shout out to everybody I've been mentoring. One of the mentees that I've been working with, Zach, he's in a situation right now, guys, where he needs some size 15 boots. And he's
like, whoa! Nike.
He's having trouble. So if anybody out there has a link, to get some size 15 boots.
What size gloves does he wear?
Probably a 13. Like... And if any college coaches are listening and heard that already, right? Take that into consideration.
And how old is he?
I think 15, 16.
I knew you were going to say 15. I'm like, oh, holy moly.
Yeah.
I think we have to go back and find out where he got his custom shoes from.
But hopefully you can help him out. So DM him on the Union platform. He's on there right over there, guys. And help him out if you can, or contact at insidethe18media.com and we'll try to help him, connect him as well too. Also, last thing before we get into the topic, Saskia, we're actually got some big news coming. We have huge news coming up. For Inside the 18. We can't divulge all the information yet, but we just want to get you primed that Inside the 18 will be making some changes. As you know, we have joined the Union GK community on an official capacity, but we also are going to be expanding. There's going to be a lot more content than you guys are used to. The production value is going to go up. Maybe even better microphones, better cameras. Who knows? Maybe even a studio. I don't know, but we can't announce it just yet, but be ready because it's a very big announcement and we're going to be working with some top names out there, and we're going to be having collaborations with celebrities. It's going to be really cool.
Believe us, it's going to be huge.
Yeah, believe us, it's going to be huge.
You
exactly.
Like that?
I like it. May or may not be on a television screen coming to you very, very, very soon. So let's get into the topic, though, guys. Let's get into the topic. Today's topic is MLS and NWSL season, early season report cards. Bill, first off, why is it important for coaches at this stage of the pro season to start taking stake on where they're at about 4 or 6 weeks in?
Well, ideally, you're on a track, right? You have some sort of long-term focus, long-term project with things, and not just kind of like, okay, well, who's up this weekend? So making sure you're on that track, making sure things are going that way. When it comes to start making changes and stuff, or when you're thinking of who's going to be the number one, like there needs to be something farther thought out than just like, oh, we have a game this weekend. This person looked good in training. Like those days need to kind of be erased, especially at this level. So it's part of a bigger picture, ideally.
Yeah. And I think we're seeing it's the beginning of the season. And I think, you know, you're seeing that be figured out in real time in a sense, with changes. Like even if you take Angel City going from Anderson to Haracic, you're seeing it with Gotham bringing in the German legend, Berger. So you're seeing changes that will happen there. And it's the beginning of the season. And this is when you do want to make those changes. And you might have two number ones. You know, I've talked to, you know, the coaches at Angel City and stuff like that. You know, all intents and purposes, Haracic and Anderson are two number ones. So you got to figure it out. But I agree with you 100%, Bill. There comes a time when that rhythm has to happen for a goalkeeper as well. And do I think like one game to the next? No, you might see two or three games, but eventually I think all teams will settle into a starter. They need to.
Yeah. You don't want to bounce around too much there, because then you're just it's easier for goalkeepers to kind of start either infighting or getting in their head or losing their track and rhythm. Like, it's
and you don't want your keeper playing not to make mistakes.
Right.
To make sure they're playing next week. It's the last thing. It's the last thing in the world you want.
We hope you've enjoyed this free preview of Inside the 18, and it's enticed you to check out the Union GK community on Apple and Google Play stores. Keep paying it forward, everyone, and we'll see you on the app.